in a shooting inside a law office in the affluent Summerlin neighborhood of Las Vegas. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill said at a news conference the shooter was among the dead, and police officers believe that that man killed himself. President Biden in Madison, Wisconsin, announcing details of a new plan to help more than 30 million people with their student loan debt. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher, the Dow up 31 points now. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking it for a while now. I feel better. I live on the Balance of Nature. I plan on taking it forever.
I've been a very happy customer. I like the product, and I'm telling a lot of people about it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
airplanes, clear all airlanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. What a weekend, what a weekday with the eclipse. Had a good time watching that. Rosie Brock is here. David Blackman, the Idiocracy at 3:15.
And here they are.
Here we are, Jeb. Take those glasses off and welcome us. I guess Jeb is not in the mood for talking today, but thank you for the applause anyway. So, the headline, or the, what they call the chyron at the bottom of the TV screen, millions dazzled by 2024 total solar eclipse. That sums it up. You know, I think it's more than dazzling, though. I think there's so many components to experiencing these things, one of which is feeling humble. That's God.
Yeah.
It is. And humbling even further are recognizing that the people figured this out long before we had any, maybe even before the wheel, I don't know. They had lots of time to study the heavens, but the fact that they were able to predict these things, and they still can't, I can't wrap my mind around it. Because everything except the sun has its own orbit, and figuring out when the moon's going to cross at just the right point to create this giant shadow across the United States. You know, we were at 86%. I got some great pictures from Ohio from our friend, former planetarium manager, Rick Evans. And he got to do the totality thing, and he get some pictures. A lot of people that traveled or will have traveled more than 2,000 miles round trip to watch this thing are going to be coming back disappointed. My daughter in New Orleans, they had 93% there, but no view of the sun because it's cloudy. And let's hear it for Rich Thomas, because he kept the clouds away until the thing was darn near over.
Please clap.
That's better, Jim. Yes, that's what makes people left and right, near and far, say,
"You are adorable."
Well, he's talented, too. He managed to keep the weather to a minimum. And the air show was actually almost a little bit too successful for its own good, in that I think the turnout for this, and a lot of it was out of state, too. I mean, people coming up from Florida, from Georgia, from Mississippi, even further away than that, because people will travel those distances to watch something amazing as our Air Force in action. The Blue Angels, because of the speed and the coordination and the proximity with which they fly each other, very cool. But to me, the star of the show is the F-16. It's just beyond my comprehension how man can build a machine that can generate the thrust and noise that that thing does. I mean, that's the one, when it did flybys, including the one where they created a little mini explosion, give the effect of dropping a bomb, it made you feel like a freshly flucked chicken. Goosebumps everywhere. Sometimes, and believe me, it's totally normal because of the incredible volume that they produce to see people cringe. Because they travel so fast, you really don't have an idea they're close. And you might hear a little of an oncoming sound, but man, once they're through, it just cuts right through you. It's just that power. Looking, you know, the F-16 would make a pass at low altitude and then make this turn. And watching that orange exhaust on the plane was just the power in there. To make something go that fast, that was like a man-made version of the eclipse, that we have these capabilities. Yet we are graduating millions of kids who think boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and they can't read. I don't know where all this goes, but it's not going in a good place. right, David Blackman's going to join us as we explore the Idiocracy. I'll tell you what, if you don't consider AMS Studios in Prattville, you might get an honorary membership in the Idiocracy for passing up the chance, especially with Mom's Day coming. There's so many things that Mom might want to look into there, or at least get a gift certificate large enough to cover whatever she wants to do. Some women are very private. They may want to look at permanent makeup or electrolysis or body remodeling. Just get the gift certificate and let her make that decision. This is the kind of place where great pampering occurs. And by the way, guys, you can do it too. I've been doing the microneedling, which is a technology that helps your skin rejuvenate itself. It's really incredible. And it works. It works. Take a look at my Facebook cover photo. I may not be as handsome as I used to be, but I'm definitely looking a little bit younger than I used to. And that's without surgery. In fact, everything from body remodeling, Evolve, the ultrasound cavitation system, weight loss. By the way, the electrolysis technology they have, Pamela was telling us, it's state-of-the-art. It's virtually pain-free. Eyelash extensions. I mentioned the massage therapy. Ashley is a genius with the hands. Professional hair care, spray tanning. It's all there. And Mom's Day is, what, 5 weeks from yesterday, I think? If I'm wrong on that, it's close. So why not go to ams-studios.com, take a look at the services offered, or stop by and see them at 119 East Main. And let me give you the number real quick so you can call. Because there's got to be a great Mother's Day gift there for you. 730-1268, ams-studios.com. David Blackman joining us in just a moment.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, it is 3:15, and guess who the first visiting member of the Idiocracy is going to be today? Me, because I lost the bit that we were going to play to welcome David, but it's the eclipse, man. It does something to your brain. Far out.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
At 3:16, here he is, the man with the 10-gallon brain, our blogger friend from somewhere in Texas, David Blackman. Jeb, wake up and welcome him.
Please clap.
Yeehaw, we survived the eclipse.
Yeah, nobody's ass fell off. They had all these bizarre theories going on. In fact, the director of our local planetarium is a great guy. He went to Ohio, to Dayton, to experience totality. He lucked out. He was able to get some images of the full eclipse.
Yeah, we got lucky too, yeah.
You did?
Yes, we did. Wow. Yeah, I posted a video on Facebook.
I got to get that.
For everyone. Yeah, and...
What was it like? You know, was that your first? We're not talking about sex here, okay? We're talking about the eclipse.
No. We had an eclipse in 2017. Where we are, it wasn't quite as total as this one, but we were in the fairway for this one. And the first one I remember was from the mid '60s in a little town where I grew up in Beeville, Texas, when we probably had 500 to 1,000 people from that little town down on Main Street to watch it. And we didn't have the glasses then. What we had was a little periscope-looking thing
right.
that you would point at the sun and it would project a shadow yes. onto a piece of paper, right? And, you know, I don't know. I looked at
it. I'm going to come out of the
eclipse. Hang on, David. I'm trying to share your video. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, I looked at it several times just briefly with my naked eyes, and it doesn't seem to have blinded me yet, so I guess we're okay. I wouldn't recommend it, though, folks. That's not a recommendation.
Well, they're going to have to wait till 2044 anyway now because it's over. But we had 86% here, and really what it does is it changes the hue of the color of the sky. It gets kind of a yeah. greenish tint. Yeah. We were supposed to be under cloud cover, which Thomas was very concerned that it might be rained out a couple of days ago, but we got the closer we got, the better the news became.
And I'll tell you, the coolest part here, because we were in the total eclipse, was when it was in the total eclipse, it was dark where we are, as dark as, you know, near nightfall. But if you looked around at the horizon, the whole horizon looked like there was a sunrise happening.
Yes, there's a special name for that effect. We were talking yeah. about it this morning.
I can't remember what it's called. I know there is a word for that. But
you give me an hour and a half. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Because we were telling our listeners about it this morning. But now that this has passed and the nothing. I checked the news twice. None of the crazy crap that the loons were predicting has come to pass.
Well, of course not.
And Biden is still president. So, I mean,
the ladies on The View were blaming the eclipse on global warming this morning.
Do you believe that? They blamed the New Jersey earthquake on. Like, one has anything to do with the other, but they know their audience is dumber than a box of hammers, so they can get away with that crap, and that really frustrates me.
I have to tell any of you folks who watch The View in the morning, you are part, really and truly, among the biggest problem in America. If you're part of the audience for The View, you're part of the problem, and you need to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, Whoopi just, she had another brilliant statement today. Man, I'm trying to post 15 things at once. You know, you think there's a thing called show prep that I might consider trying one of these days. The one I'm posting now is Eclipse enters Texas border without permission, heads to New York where it receives a debit card, a free cell phone, and health care. And if you were in Eclipse, wouldn't you want one of those things too?
Heck yeah.
I'm going to post your video here, and I'll do it at the break. I can only manage so many things at a time, but on the Fox News, Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. Ugh. This is so annoying. I don't want to hear you. I don't want that. Stop it. Back to the front. Da, da, da. Whoopi said something today that was extraordinarily stupid.
Oh, that's every day.
Well, yeah, this is true. Yeah, they were blaming the eclipse on, you know, I hate to tell them this, but this eclipse that we had today was kind of programmed into the into nature.
Yeah, about 12 billion years ago, right?
Around that, 6
million years
yeah.
ago, something like that. Yeah.
Any numbskull that walked outside today and said an eclipse.
Let's get nuts.
Yeah, let's go crazy. Let's do that. Has not been paying attention.
I saw Dr. Michio Kaku, who is one of the most famed physicists in America, on Fox News a little bit earlier, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, the same phenomenon is going to happen on many of the other planets in the solar system. So when there's an eclipse that hits Saturn, how do we blame that on climate change? Or hits Pluto, how is that climate change's fault?
David, you know that these people cannot be talked to or reasoned with. They just,
no, they can't. But yeah. My favorite part was the guy on Twitter on Saturday who was literally posted a big, long thread about the carbon footprint of the eclipse. And he was all upset because people were being allowed, literally, this is what he said, people should not be allowed to travel all across the country and rent Airbnb homes.
What?
VRBO homes to watch the eclipse because it dramatically increases our country's carbon footprint for that day. All the traveling, all the emissions from the cars and the airplanes, and You know, I almost wanted to cuddle the poor person and say it's going to be okay.
It really oh my is. God.
You took the words right out of my mouth, lady. Yeah. They walk among us. Worse, yeah. They vote.
And he wasn't kidding. I mean, this was a very serious person. This was really and truly, he said, based on science. So I'm sure it is.
By the way, the phenomenon you described, I knew I saw this somewhere earlier today, is called a 360-degree sunset.
Yeah, there you go.
The effect is caused by light from the sun in areas outside of the path of the total eclipse. And right. It only lasts as long as totality. But that had to be pretty cool to see, too.
It was very cool, man. We got like, 3 minutes and 10 seconds of totality.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really neat. I really enjoyed it.
I do feel sad, though, for the people that traveled, who will be making round trips of well over 1,000 or 2 miles, to have that totality and didn't see anything other than darkness.
Yeah. I mean, Dallas is a great example, you know, because we've got a weather system coming in from the south up here in North Texas. Mm-hmm. But the forecast as of yesterday was people in Dallas weren't going to be able to see it. Well, the clouds broke just in time. I mean, literally within 5 minutes of totality, the clouds suddenly parted and people in Dallas got to see it and take pictures of it. So good for them.
And I am posting your video now on Facebook. I don't know how anything but this story can be our lead topic this afternoon. The Rock has said he will not vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
The Rock is one of the reasons that guy is in the White House.
No, yes, he is.
I'm not going to give him
Yeah, we can in part blame The Rock for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
I'm glad he's
having buyer's remorse about it because he and everybody else who voted for that idiot should have.
You know what? If I ever run into him in person, I'm going to kick his butt. I am just going to take him down. I'm going to let him have what for? Because
I think I won't be there to help you, Greg. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't be everywhere at once, David. I understand.
But if you want to take down Whoopi and Sonny Hostin, I'm there with you.
I don't even want to touch them. I think I'd get cooties if I touched either one of those two women. Faith friction. White House responds after Pope Francis condemns gender theory. You know, we're starting to win on this one. The NAIA has banned the trannies from college athletic competition. That's not the NCAA, but it's a step in the right direction. Especially since we've seen some bearded women manhandle players a fraction of their size just because so insane. How did it ever get to this?
But the head coach at South Carolina who just won the women's national championship at her press conference Friday said she'd be fine with having men who have severe emotional and mental problems pretending to be girls play basketball against her team. So, you know, my comment was, well, I hope the University of Iowa declares the center on its men's team to be a woman for the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, I mean, the reason Iowa won that game yesterday is because they have a 6'7" tall center who is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just a fantastic basketball player. And she was the total difference in that game. Okay. And, you know, Caitlin Clark couldn't do anything about her. But, you know, hey, if South Carolina's coach wants to let the boys play with the girls, well, then maybe Iowa should have had the right to take the center from their men's team and let her know how that goes. Because it wouldn't have gone well for Iowa. I mean, South Carolina yesterday had that happen. And I love women's basketball. I have two granddaughters who are really good, little tiny girls for their age, but they are really good players, real competitors. I love watching them. So I'm not demeaning women's basketball at all, but it is a different game. And Caitlin Clark, as magnificent as she is, would ride the bench and really wouldn't be able to make an NBA team. No. If she did, she would never get any playing time.
But they're already out there floating that maybe she'll be the first female to play on an NBA team. Why is it we have separate leagues? The only sport where the integration of the sexes works is bowling.
Hey, man.
You have to have a girl on your team in my league. So.
Yeah, we had a, when I was, I think I've told you I was a pretty good bowler when I was young. And we had a co-ed team at the University of Texas. And the best player on the co-ed team was a girl. She was fantastic. She was a 220 bowler. I mean, I think she could have competed on the PBA tour. I really did.
Wow.
220. You know, she was amazing.
I averaged about 185 at my peak. And
yeah, me too.
I also masterminded, and it is possible to do this, friends, and I did it. You can get 9 strikes in a game and not break 200. You have to open in just the right frames. Because, David, in fact, the frames I didn't get a strike, I had good shots, but they left up splits, so they came a little bit too much in the middle. Yeah. I had the groove. I get to the 9th frame. I've got 6 strikes, 3 opens, and my score is 197, or 167. And I looked at the guys and I said, if I get these next 3 strikes, I still won't break 200. I don't even want to try. So I kind of just went up and haphazardly threw the ball, not caring, and boom, boom, boom. So I have to live with that for the rest of my life. I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for the those who are traumatized by an unfortunate bowling experience. Won't you give? Even worse, I could throw in a little of Sarah McLachlan. Greg Biddle had 9 strikes in a game. He'll never be the same. Well, if it works for dogs, why not tragic bowling stories, right?
I had 9 strikes in a game once, too, but ended up with a 256. I had an open in the 6th frame, I think it was. Ended up rolling a 256.
I am not trying to play Can You Top This? I did 10 and bowled.
Wow.
I think it was a 272, something in that range.
And it's so hard.
Guess who I was bowling? This is going to sound awful. I was bowling with my daughter when she was about 5 years old. Hey, some dad, huh?
Yeah.
Bowling against your daughter. And it was what, 272 to 40? I wasn't trying to do that. It was just one of those days where everything worked. There's a lot of, you know, luck involved in bowling.
Yeah, I had a brother-in-law one time, and I'll shut up after this. He didn't last long as a brother-in-law, thank God. But he claimed he bowled 9 perfect games, and he couldn't roll a 140 to save his life. And I asked him one time, I said, well, I mean, did you keep the score lines? Were you in a league? And he said, no, I did it. I was bowling by myself. And I said, man, that's kind of like hitting a hole-in-one in golf when you're playing by yourself, isn't it? You never get real credit for it, do you?
Did you ever get a hole-in-one?
No. You did, though, right? Did
yes.
you get one time?
When yeah. I was 14 years old on a 200-yard hole with 11 witnesses. And to this day, to this day, on my bedroom wall hangs a certificate from Spalding. I'm 14 when this happens, right? And I did all the paperwork and had all the witnesses, had it notarized and sent it. And you know what they sent me back? The certificate along with 4 cocktail tumblers. So I could celebrate with my friends. Here, have
I was
some.
Always afraid to make a hole in one because I couldn't afford to buy drinks at the 19th hole for everybody.
That is the tradition. But at the course, it happened. You know, it was the Chicago Park District. It was a legitimate course, but didn't have no clubhouse. No clubhouse. Oh, just a big group of vending machines. So I was a kid. You know what are you supposed to do? I'll tell you what, though. I hope it happens to you because it is truly one of the most stunning, mesmerizing, shocking things that can happen. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
In this life. Well, we have absolutely killed this first segment this morning. This afternoon.
That's okay.
See, I have datelexia because of the eclipse. It set my internal timer off, and I still think it's the morning. But in fact, it is 3:32 in the afternoon, and we will rejoin David in just a moment. Guest is at my house.
Who?
Clark's. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. My one luxury in this life, beyond this job, and the people I work with, is my jacuzzi tub. And working out as hard as I do, I've been using it like 2-3 times a day to soak and bubble up the muscles. Well, it started dripping a couple of days ago, and I'm fooling with it. And I am no plumber. I don't know the first thing about it, but I do know that if you shut it off and the bottom handle is past to the left of the halfway mark, there's something wrong in there. So we called Clark's. They're out. I think they're done. I think it's probably fixed by now. But it's nice to know that they're going to diagnose, fix the problem, and I appreciate the immediacy of service today, too. And that's what happens when you're a Clark's Club member like I am. Of course, Clark's is all about heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. But I don't get time often enough to praise just how good those guys are and how great the whole team at Clark's is when they're in your home providing a service. For $180, protect the infrastructure and comfort of your family with a membership. That means, like me today, if you have a need, if your AC stops or it's just blowing warm air, you don't want to sit with that and leave, especially with summer coming. You want to be able to call somebody who will be on the way. And a Clark's Club membership buys you the word now. 277-2125. Experts on both sides, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. And available on a priority basis to all Clark's Club members. You get two tune-ups a year for that, too. And that's money that goes back into your pocket with an efficiently running system. 277-2125, ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Back to David Blackman after Rich's forecast.
An accident a few minutes ago, 7,000 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right on top of Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway. Please use caution there. Hopefully they'll get that minor one out of the way quickly. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic flow. We're a little busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but no other real problems anywhere that we're aware of. Buckle up, drive carefully. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your cat card. Stop by today and ask about the Wicked Crazy Specials exclusively for cat card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80, just off I-85. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy who was injured in a single vehicle accident last week has died. 21-year-old Jermias Young passed away over the weekend at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. Funeral arrangements for Deputy Young will be announced at a later date. Work has resumed on the project to add an additional lane on I-85 South between Mitlean and Taylor Road in Montgomery. The barrier wall will be removed by Tuesday morning and paving operations will begin soon after. The project is expected to be completed in early summer. Hyundai and Kia announced a recall of 3.4 million vehicles in September, saying the vehicles should be parked outdoors because they risked catching fire whether the engines were on or off. 6 months later, most of those automobiles remain on the road, unrepaired due to a replacement parts shortage. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the eclipse, the next big deal is a storm system in the middle of the week. Tonight, becoming cloudy. We're dry through the evening hours. Risk of showers begins in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Locally, very heavy rainfall amounts. A severe weather potential, high 75. Risk of some leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday, high 75. Nice weather Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Yes?
Can you tell me why it's so dark during a solar eclipse?
No sun.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And all this great ecliptical stuff, and we ran with it this morning, and now I've got guts, nothing to to play now that it's over.
It's over.
We had an amazing air show here at Maxwell Air Force Base this weekend. Probably upwards of 200,000 people at both shows. And the Blue Angels performed, and I've seen them many, many times. I got to fly in their training plane back in 1986 because I was a member of media. And that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But, David, I just want to share with you the one playing at the show that really impressed me, beyond the P-51, which is just a glorious warbird, was the F-16. That is a missile with wings, and the thunder that thing makes when it is doing a flyby or making a turn, and you look at all that heat coming out the back end, and it's overwhelming. It's kind of a volume of noise that makes you cringe a little bit, makes the hair on your arm stand up. That, to me, was the most impressive playing, but the whole show was spectacular. And it's funny. There was a consistency to the crowd that attended that was worth noting. You know, we're talking, you know, double six figures where the people, a sea of humanity, yet everybody was cordial. There were no incidents. People were nice to each other. And they all seemed really dedicated to American greatness, if I may say. I didn't see any training demonstrations or anything else. It was just rock solid, great military, proud of it, proud of the history, and I'm glad that they I belong to the Commemorative Air Force, which is based in Harlingen, Texas. And we had a couple of our machines out there over the weekend. It preserving the history, tell the stories, but are they even telling these stories in school anymore? And I wonder about that. Have they
blown? Yeah, I don't know. We have Carswell Air Force Base up here. Well, it's a combination Air Force and Naval base now, outside of Fort Worth, and the Blue Angels and others. There are air shows there every year, and big crowds turn out for them. And so at least, you know, kids in this area get a chance to learn about it. Whether they're actually taught any of it in school is a different story, of course.
Yeah, I understand that. It's 3:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg Goodell with David Blackman, our blogger. Oh, David, I haven't given you a chance to give your blog address. Let's do that now before we move forward.
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com for politics and blackman.substack for energy.
And we'll revisit your blogs from earlier today in a little bit. But you said something. You have a magazine, or it's a magazine based in Texas, that says today's eclipse was racist? I know everything is racist, according to Pete Buttigieg.
It's just so... obviously we should have seen that coming. Yes, there's a... It's an internet web-based publication called Capital B Magazine. It's a magazine based out of Austin. And, yeah, they had a story today about how... you know, this eclipse signifies historical racism in the United States because somehow black folks have never been able to get out and watch eclipses in the past. And I don't know. I'm sure there's some good points made in it. I just saw the headline and couldn't even get past it. The headline is Eclipse Fever is Gripping Black Texans. While the event will cast a brief shadow on life in Texas, it sheds a light on scientific fields that have been mainly out of reach for black folks. And that's true. That's a good point. But why does everything have to be turned into that's racist? It just is so tiresome and crazy. And I just, you know, I don't know what else to say about it. I'm so tired of it.
Trying to alleviate that, especially with guilt-ridden liberals who really are not the open-minded thinkers they pretend to be. In fact,
right.
I think they're projecting whenever they, you know, I'm a liberal, you're the racist. They're really projecting themselves on everybody else. And
but it is true, you will say it is true that historically you haven't seen a lot of black faces in the fields of physics and astronomy, right, and those sciences. So that is true. There are a lot of reasons for that. And most of them aren't fair, right?
That's true.
And so the way to do that, the way to correct that, is to give everybody equal opportunity. And that includes education in our schools. And that's the main part that's of our society that has failed the black community throughout history. Is the substandard quality of public schools in black areas of our cities.
Oh, we're leading the way. We're leading the way here. I mean, it's an embarrassment. And David, I'm just throwing this theory out there. In a way, I think it's on purpose why nothing that's been even tried, so to speak, has succeeded. Because when people become successful and have real careers that pay real wages and they get a nice chunk of the American dream for themselves, a lot of them tend not to be Democrats anymore.
Oh, of course.
So I think it's kind of wired that way. It's baked into the cake of the Democratic Party that, well, we like to have some success. I mean, that's what got Barack Obama elected, because there was no other reason to vote for the guy based on what, his track record, which is largely still invisible.
Hey, and it, you know what, Greg? It's not just economic status that turns people in from Democrats to Republicans. It's marital status and family status, because it shows up most distinctly among women, young women. Mm-hmm. when they're single, they're heavily Democratic voters. After they get married, it's about a 20% shift to becoming more Republican voters. After they start having children, it's heavily Republican among young women. Okay? So your family status has a big thing to do with it as well. And that's, you know, you become less idealistic in thinking with your heart and more sensible thinking from a practical standpoint when you got kids to worry about and taxes to pay and a mortgage to pay. Those things, you know, kind of tend to stimulate the logical part of your brain.
You never hear this. You have to do a little research to figure it out. But through the 50s, black and white society, now there was not equality. I'm not saying that. I was saying that in the family status, they very much mirrored each other because over 75% of black and white homes still had a father living under the roof. Then LBJ comes along with his big plan, and the number in the black community has tragically fallen to, I believe, under 20% or something like that. And yes.
The Damon Patrick Moynihan said it better than anybody, Democratic senator from New York.
Yes.
That the Great Society program was destroying the black family in America, and he was 100% correct.
And if that hasn't been figured out by now, maybe the pandering to the illegals coming in at the expense of everybody else, including the black community, will wake a few people up. There is, unless I'm wrong, David, correct me, because you have permission to correct me anytime. I'm not that bright, and I accept corrective advice from people I respect. That's not an opportunity for you, Rosie.
I didn't say a word.
Well, you were thinking it.
When is my turn going to come? Because I want to fix him, too. I forgot what I was going to say. We have a call. Let's take that. Sparky, you're on with David Blackman.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, David. How you doing? And everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. You know, I'm still working in Montgomery a lot. And I just can't keep my mouth shut when it comes to politics, which is probably not good for business, but that's the way I am. These people that, I don't know if they care about politics, if they care that there's people coming into our country that don't belong here. They don't know. They have no idea. They're so ignorant about politics. It's sickening.
Well, they're spoon-fed an ideology during the educational years, and that's what's without any critical thinking about it, with any digging or research, that's exactly what you're running into, and fixing that's going to be a real challenge. We're getting a lot of extraneous noise. Hey, speaking of people who can find racism anywhere, Pete Buttigieg, Elf on a Shelf, as we like to call him, because he does look like Elf on a Shelf, has downplayed recent D.C. crime problems, saying there's a lot of, quote, energy going into making the nation's capital seem far worse than it is. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't think that's possible.
We need to talk about the reality here, but Gig said on MSLSD, there's a lot of funding and a lot of energy going into telling a different story in news outlets and crime, but the simple fact, because he can walk his dog to the Capitol. He's got a security detail. Guess what? I'll take Briscoe anywhere he wants to go in this town as long as I can bring my security team with me.
Yeah, there's three or four blocks from the Capitol, which is a very safe part of Washington, D.C., and sure, everyone knows it. And, yeah, he's an idiot, but he's Biden's favorite idiot, apparently, because they got him on TV all the time again. We had about 6 months go by. Well, we didn't see Buttigieg on television much, but over the last couple of months, he started popping up all over the place again.
That's what made the tail end of last year so pleasant for me, David, is that we didn't have to look at him lecturing us on racist bridges. Did you see, by the way, the stunning photograph of the freighter that stalled, I believe, in the East River? Not far from the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Right.
That thing would have
lost power.
Yeah, it lost power. That thing would have easily knocked the Verrazano Narrows Bridge down.
It, you know, and it was a big one, too. It was a 900-long-foot container ship, just like the one that took down the Key Bridge. And luckily, the harbor officials reacted very quickly to the issue and took six tugboats to bring the thing under control, finally.
Six?
Yeah. But that's four big incidents now.
Yes.
In 2 weeks, all of a sudden, with ships and bridges.
And then they wonder why there's conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Coincidences like that are a little much.
Yeah.
All right, where are we at here? 353. The man who can is willing to take all of this insanity on, Donald Trump. I was so glad to see this because it made me sick to my stomach to see the image, the clip of Satan and his two disciples rising from the stage in New York at the...
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of the theater.
Madison Square Garden.
No. It was...
Radio City Music Theater.
Yes. To see those three people rising out of the ground, just like the devil would if he were to make an appearance here. Radio City Music Hall filled with clapping seals. I don't know what kind of fish they were throwing at him, but they were just going crazy to see these three destructos on stage. And then the big fuss about all the money that was donated, where Donald Trump comes by and, pun intended, trumps them. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Doubled the take, right? $50 million in a single fundraiser over the weekend. I guess was it Saturday night? Yeah, they did it at some billionaire's home in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And it turns out Trump can bring in the billionaires too. I wrote about that this morning because it really struck me. I don't believe Trump could have had a fundraiser like that in either 2016 or 2020 and hoped to raise a fraction of that much money from billionaires.
Right.
They had all gone completely in the tank for the Democrats. And now suddenly, all of a sudden here, it's starting to look like Trump has some momentum and might actually win this election. And I think you're seeing a lot of fatigue among the wealthy class now of there being too big a cost to society to keep supporting this crony capitalism that the Democrats sell, because it comes along with open borders and all the other pathologies of this Marxist revolution that the Biden White House is attempting to lead. And I think these people, who many of whom are self-made billionaires, are having some pretty big second thoughts about what's that guy's name, Bill Ackman, the hedge fund guy who went after management at Harvard after the big scandal there, after the president gave that awful testimony, anti-Israel and right. anti-Semitic testimony. I think he's really been kind of a harbinger of what's happening in that class of individuals in the United States. And I think that fundraiser over the weekend is I don't usually pay attention to fundraising at all. I mean, both these campaigns are going to have plenty of money. It's not going to be a big deal. But I think those numbers were so incredible, particularly when, Biden brings out Clinton and Obama, the big guns, and did have a good haul, but then Trump just doubles it a couple of weeks later, and no big deal. I think that's a big deal. I think that's a really big deal.
And it's another reason for the Democrats to be even more frightened, because what we need to see happen, we can't be excited about a poll that says Trump has a 47-44 lead over Joe. It's got to be at least 10 points. And if that's the difference going into Election Day, all the cheating in the world won't cover that kind of spread. But if it's tight, I don't know. And I'm also, let me ask you this. Have you seen signs, David, within your vast network of connections, that the new leadership in the Republican Party is actually making an effort to try and either compete in ballot harvesting or at least batten down the hatches and not let them just win? We've got to monitor these elections coming up.
Well, I think there's going to be a big focus with the new leadership on, number one, full participation in early voting. Trump has always emphasized voting on Election Day. But what limiting your turnout to Election Day does is it makes it really easy for crook secretaries of state in states like Arizona and Michigan to pretend there's all sorts of machine and ballot problems at heavy Republican polling places exclusively and really impact the vote that way. And we've seen it happen repeatedly in Arizona now in two election cycles. And so the one of the solutions to that is to tell your voters to vote early. Get out and vote early. As soon as the polls open for early voting, get out, do it then. It's a lot harder for a Secretary of State to pretend machines are broken for 2 weeks or a month or however long your early voting period is than to pretend they were down for 3 hours on election day like they do all over the country. So that's one thing. And then I think there is going to be, at least according to Mike Watley, is a big emphasis on bringing in lawyers like they did in Florida in 2000, bringing in hundreds of lawyers in every state to heavily monitor the vote counting and to start filing lawsuits immediately when the shenanigans start in places like Atlanta and Milwaukee and Philadelphia of the polling officials trying to shut down observers. Go immediately into court, offer injunctions, force the vote counting to stop until you can get proper observers into every polling place in those cities to stop the steal at 3 a.m. like we all know happened back in 2020.
What a miracle it was to see the toilets get clogged in Atlanta. Republicans, they went home as soon as they were all out of the building. Yet nobody's ever really acknowledged that, even though there's videotape evidence that supported that and so many other things to, but we're conspiracy theorists and we're whatever else they're calling us these days.
I'll tell you one good thing about, we gotta go to the news. When we come back, I'll tell you something about Watley that I think will be encouraging to everybody.
All right, I am making a note. Now we're sure to bring that up. We still have a whole lot to cover too. In the wake of the great eclipse, and the only thing that I saw was from the DailyMail.com, zoo animals freak out as solar eclipse hits totality. Well, that's kind of the beauty of nature. They're programmed that way.
Yeah.
And if the sun just goes away, that might get their attention. After all, they're animals. It is just